Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. There is no barrier to entry. If you show up, you come right on in and use all of our resources to your advantage. Dean Lindsay is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He calls himself a progress agent. I'm going to ask him what that means in a minute. He is the founder of the Progress Agents LLC, which is a group of people who get together and think of ideas and how to improve their businesses. He helps people with their networking, making sure that they maximize the relationships that they build. And he's our new friend. Dean, welcome to the show.
I'm honored, Jim. Honored.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your book. What is a progress agent?
Well, you're hitting it right on the big stuff. Well, the thing about it is when we have the opportunity to be out there in the marketplace, whether it's with our products and services, whether it's with our personal self, people we talk about being a change agent. Well, people resist change, but we embrace progress.
Right.
It's very important that when we connect with someone, whether it's with our products and services or just for them to invest time with us down the road, that they see doing that as change and not progress. Because all progress is change, but not all change is progress.
Yeah, change is, a lot of people, change is like, to them, is like fingernails on a blackboard or something. They just, you know, are taking bad medicine. You know, they don't like that.
No.
And I agree with you about using the words. I do think the words are important. I actually wrote one of the chapters in one of my books is about don't change, experiment.
Sure.
And that's what it takes to make progress, doesn't it? You have to try new stuff.
If you see it as progress, you'll do it. If you see it as change, you'll be very reluctant. And that also goes for even leadership, motivation. I mean, if the people that you lead see the things that you want them to do as personal change, they're going to resist it. If they see it as progress, if you can sell them on why. See, Shakespeare says strong reasons make strong actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to give people strong reasons to take strong actions. If they see strong reasons, they don't see it as change. They see it as progress.
Well, and change is what other people want me to do.
Yeah.
progress is what I want to do.
And the only way that you're going to get money out of my pocket if I'm the customer is if I see it as progress.
Right. Absolutely.
If I see it as change. Now, and I go a little deeper into all that, and that's in the book too, in Cracking the Networking Code, which is the first book that kind of covers this being a progress agent, and it really all ties in together. I take it one step further and say that everything we do, consciously or subconsciously, we do because we believe the perceived consequences of those actions are that we're going to feel a mixture of pleasure, peace of mind, profit, prestige, pain avoidance, and power.
That's a lot of P's there, Dean.
It is. It's called the six P's of progress. Pleasure, peace of mind, profit, prestige, pain avoidance, and power. And that goes with somebody choosing to buy your products, and that includes somebody wanting to be around you, wanting to be in their sphere. See, it's not about meeting people. When you're out there and you're at either a networking function or you're in a church function or you're at a Starbucks, it's not about meeting people. We meet people all the time, but there's a big difference between met and net. For somebody to see that building a relationship with you, they need to see that as progress, not change, and they need to see that you're going to bring them a mixture of pleasure, peace of mind, profit, prestige, pain avoidance, and power.
Do you believe that your thoughts are? One of the things I like to talk about are what I call 21st century thinking. See, I tell people that 96.75% of all the things that we know, we learned in the 20th century. And most of that is obsolete right now. It's becoming obsolete. Now, so do you see what you're talking about as 21st century thinking? Do you see this as something? And the reason I'm asking this question is because, you know, I want people to realize that there are things that we need to know in the 21st century that are different from what we learned in the 20th century. Do you think this is different?
I think that inherently we probably might have known this, but I think it certainly needs to be shouted off the rooftops. I don't think it's a crazy epiphany for anybody. I think I'm taking definitely a 21st century slant it's taken that whole giving mentality and really trying to blow that up as far as really seeing exactly what that means to be a giver. The more you help others progress, the more you progress. But it's 21st century. I guess it's a 21st century rollout. How about
that?
Well, the reason I think
things are different here in the 21st century, there are a few things that the marketplace and the progress of the marketplace have created. Number one, people are valuing their time more than their money.
There you go.
These days. So I think we have to think about it. In other words, your six P's, I think we've always, those have always been things that human beings have wanted. It's just that because of the different options that we have in our lives today and with the internet and all those other things, those P's are becoming much more prominent today in our, they're popping up more on our radar screen in the 21st century than maybe they did in the 20th century. What do you think?
I totally agree with you on that. And that also is why it's so challenging to accomplish your own individual goals. Just take a kind of different slant on this, because I might have the goal of accomplishing this particular task, and I say to myself, hey, this goal, if I accomplish this, it's going to bring me the six P's. But so is sitting down eating Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so, you know what I'm saying? So is watching, you know, Jon Stewart and the Stephen Colbert Report. That's going to bring me, pleasure,
right,
too. You see what I'm saying? There's long-term pleasure and there's short-term pleasure. You really do have to, another thing that I to cover in the book. And
let me stop you. Let me stop for a second.
Hey, we're going, man. We're in it now.
Hold, stop. Let me stop you for a second, because the reason that I keep bringing this up is because I want people to realize that however they talk to people, however they whatever methods they use to motivate people in the 20th century, whatever it took them to make a sale in the 20th century to convince people to move over to their side in the 20th century, it's not that those tools and those techniques and those feelings have become obsolete. It's that they need to be adjusted, they need to be improved, dusted off, and you know, maybe a little fresh coat of paint put on them. Whatever you were doing to do that in the 20th century may not be working for you right now, and you've got to realize that things here are different, and that's what you're talking about.
I am totally talking about that. I'm talking, and you said all that. It made me think of the you know, I think everything you're saying is absolutely true. That it might not be good enough, and I like to think about it or say that your stuff has to be the fattest. And when I say fat, I don't mean FAT. I mean PHAT.
Right.
FAT is a hip-hop slang acronym for pretty hot and tempting. You probably knew that.
Hey, wait a minute, Dean. We know that stuff, kind of stuff around here.
I thought you
did. We're hip, man. You don't have to.
Gaudius,
can you believe that? He thought he had to tell us what FAT was. Stand by 20 after, I should say. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about those four steps to priceless business relationships right after these messages. Dean Lindsay, stay with us.
Cannot be denied.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Dean Lindsay. He's soon to be an old friend, though, folks. We'll invite him back. He's been doing pretty well so far. And Dean he calls himself a progress agent. He's the author of Cracking the Networking Code. And, Dean, we desperately need to know what your website is and how we can find your book.
Rock and roll. A couple of great ways. Of course, Amazon.com. Honored that the book was a big hit when it first came out. It was one of the top 100 sales and marketing books on Amazon.com for about 3 months. And Progress Agents. That's www.progressagents.com. Also, I'd encourage people to give my direct line. Is that cool if I can give them that?
Sure.
214-457-5656.
Thousands, maybe millions of people took that number down just now, Dean.
I hope so. 214-457-5656. Call me up.
All right. Hey, Dean, let's talk about these four steps to priceless business relationships. Networking.
You bet.
It's not net eating, as my friend Ivan Meiser says. It's not net sleeping. It's networking. Right?
It is networking. And, it, you know, that term has gotten such a bum rap. You know, I'll go to organizations that are totally geared towards networking, and they refuse to call it networking. They'll call it net gifting or net weaving. I feel like net leaving. But
right.
It is the word, and there's nothing wrong with networking. The problem is a lot of people that are out networking aren't really networking. They're selling. They're trying to make a sale. And people have got to realize that there's a process to it. And that's really why I put the book out there. The book's totally filled with tips and strategies and stuff. But I wanted to take it one step further. And so I got down to the code, the four steps: the C, the O, the D, and the E. The four steps to building those priceless business relationships.
Well, let's talk about them.
Okay.
Give us the first one.
The C stands for create personal curb appeal. Create personal curb appeal. And that's not just how the other person views you, but even more importantly, how you view you. Personal curb appeal, that you feel that you really got some stuff worthy of stepping out there and introducing to people. And I don't
mean if you act like you're reticent, I mean, you don't have to be, as I was joking earlier, you don't have to say, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far? But you do need to make people believe that you think you're worthy of being there.
You need to believe you're worthy of being there. At its core, creating personal curb appeal is the belief and the commitment that you can and you will find ways to be progress for the people that you meet. Be progress. When somebody leaves you, they need to say to themselves, that's somebody I need to hook back up with. That's somebody that's going to help me move my life, move my business down that positive path.
Mm-hmm.
Create personal curb appeal.
And you're not talking about a new suit. Of course, it's always good to have your shoes shined, but you're not talking about the outward stuff either, are you?
Well, you know what about the outward stuff? I'm all about people looking sharp. But even more importantly than how the other person views you when you look sharp, how do you feel when you look sharp?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel when you put that new suit on? So, and I'm not knocking that. It's good stuff, mm-hmm. but it's not. I don't mind the concept of faking it till you make it, but how about believe it till you achieve it? You know what? Mm-hmm. That's pithy, isn't it?
Good point. Yeah. Can I write that down, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm pretty sure that's taken. I didn't make that up.
What about if that's still
available by this time?
what about the O?
Open face-to-face relationships. And that's about building a networking strategy. It's not just about getting out there and meeting people. It's about meeting the right people. And then you got to step back and say, who are the right people for you to meet? And it's not about who can necessarily be your customers, but who could be great strategic alliances, who could be great mentors.
Who out there could I help?
There's nothing
more powerful in networking than having someone for you to be able to help someone else.
For you to be able to be progress for them. You bet. Who can I profit? Who can I give prestige to?
One of my favorite things to do, Dean, is to say to someone that I consider, like someone that I consider, I'm not their peer, obviously. These are people who've achieved a lot more than me. They're more famous than me or whatever. My favorite thing is to have a moment where I can say, what can I do to help you?
Most definitely.
That's the coolest thing when you can tell somebody like that, ask them, what can you do to help them? Because it takes them aback. It puts you in a different frame of mind, in a different perspective in their mind.
You're absolutely right, Jim. And that's exactly what you have to have the belief in when you go out there. And Jim, when you ask that question, I'm sure you know that when they tell you that you can actually do it.
Yep.
That you can actually step up and say, yeah, that's a step I can do that.
And sometimes they do, by the way, folks. Don't ask it if you can't deliver. All right, what about the D?
Deliver solid first impressions. It's going to take a series of progress-based impressions to go from met to net, but you got to start with at least a good, solid first one.
All right.
So there's a whole bunch of tips and strategy. I know we're running out of time on this, but
yeah, we still got about a minute. But solid first impressions. Why have you got that as the end of the D? Why wouldn't that be first?
Oh, well, because long before you deliver solid first impressions, you got to believe that you got game.
Okay.
And then you got to be delivering the first impressions to the right people.
And first impressions, we all know, that's classic, is big, isn't it?
It's big, but you know what? So much attention's been put on it to where we don't really connect to the fact that you're not going to build a priceless business relationship
right. Only
because you met somebody. You ever heard of that thing called follow-up?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you got to earn their trust. That's the last one.
That's the E, earn trust. And that takes a series of progress-based impressions. And that's going to be a lot built on that first impression of what did you learn about that person. You got to focus your attention on them. You got to tune into them for them to get turned on to you.
Cracking the Network Code by Dean Lindsay. He's a progress agent. Give us the website one more time.
progressagents.com.
Hey, Dean, will you come back?
I'll come back and back and back.
All right, man. I loved it. I love having you here. Good job, and we'll see you next time.
Big thanks to you, sir.
Dean Lindsay, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Bill Treasurer right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.